On Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Lima, Peru to give a speech at the UN climate talks. Here's an excerpt.
It seems that every time I speak at an event about climate change, someone introducing me, as Todd did today, said, John Kerry's been to every major gathering since Rio. And it's true. But I'll tell you something. That's kind of troubling. Because it was in Rio, as far back as 1992, when I heard the Secretary General, as Al did when we were there, declare, quote, every bit of evidence I've seen persuades me that we are on a course leading to tragedy. That was 1992. This morning I woke up in Washington to the television news of a superstorm rainfall in California in Washington state. Torrential, record-breaking rain in record-breaking short time. It's become commonplace now to hear of record-breaking climate events. But this is 2014, 22 years later, and we're still on a course leading to tragedy. So this is an issue that's personal for me, just as it is for you, absolutely. And at the end of the day, if nations do choose the energy sources of the past over the energy sources of the future, they'll actually be missing out on the opportunity to build the kind of economy that will be the economy of the future and that will thrive and be sustainable. Coal and oil may be cheap ways to power an economy today in the near term, but I urge nations around the world, the vast majority of whom are represented here at this conference, look further down the road. I urge you to consider the real, actual, far-reaching costs that come along with what some think is the cheaper alternative. It's not cheaper. I urge you to think about the economic impacts related to agriculture and food security, and how scientists estimate that the changing climate is going to yield, is going to reduce the capacity of crops to produce the yields they do today in rice or maize or wheat, and they could fall by 2% every single decade. Think about what that means for millions of farmers around the world and the impact it will have on food prices on almost every corner of the world, and particularly as each decade we see the world's population rise towards that 9 billion mark. Then factor in how that would also exacerbate the human challenges like hunger and malnutrition. Add to that the other long-term related problems that come from relying on 20th century's energy sources, and the fact that air pollution caused by the use of fossil fuel contributes to the deaths of at least 4.5 million people every year and all the attendant healthcare costs that go with it. And for everyone thinking that you can't afford this transition or invest in alternative or renewable energy, do the real math on the costs. Consider the sizable costs associated with rebuilding in the wake of every devastating weather event. In 2012 alone, extreme weather events cost the United States $110 billion. When Typhoon Haiyan hit the Philippines that last year, the cost of responding to the damage exceeded $10 billion. Even smaller scale disasters bear a hefty price tag. And the overall cost to businesses from the severe floods that hit parts of the United Kingdom earlier this year was an estimated $1.3 billion. You start adding up these $100 billions and $10 billions here in country after country and think if that money had been put to helping to subsidize the transition to a better fuel, to an alternative or renewable, to cleaner, to emissions-free, to clean emissions capacity. Those are just the costs of damages. Think of the costs for health care due to pollution. Largest single cause of young children in America being hospitalized during our summers is environmentally air-induced asthma that those kids suffer. The agricultural environmental degradation is palpable. So, my friends, it's time for countries to do some real cost accounting. The bottom line is that we can't only factor in the cost of immediate energy need or energy transition. We have to factor in the long-term cost of carbon pollution, and we have to factor in the cost of survival itself. And if we do, we will find that the cost of pursuing clean energy now is far cheaper than paying for the consequences of climate change later.
For Radio Now, I'm Chase Lang.